Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. During the holidays, we're all in planning mode. What are we going to do? Our goals, our vision. But in order to make all this new stuff happen, we have to let go. Now, it's easy to let go of stuff we don't like anymore. But what if we have to let go of stuff we like to do in order for something better to show up? I did that this year, and hey, it was hard. Here's how I did it. First, I looked at my emotions around the experience. How did I feel during that time? Now, I know it sounds woo-woo, but for me, how I feel is an early warning system. Here's an example. I've gone to this prestigious event for 5 years running and was always excited. Looked forward to it and thrilled to be there. This year, I was bored. The highlight was partying with my friends. The event wasn't a 10 out of 10 deal anymore. And that was the clue I needed to make a change. I haven't regretted that one bit. Second, I don't make the decision permanent. Think about it. How many times do we assume that just because we leave, we can never return? You know, that's not true all the time. So in the above example, I said to myself, I'm skipping a year. I have the right to reevaluate later. This helps me make the change because it didn't seem so drastic. You know, it's easy to wait until things get unbearable before we are ready to let go. But if we let go of stuff before it gets really bad, we can save a lot of pain later. I did that this year and was amazed at what showed up next. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.